The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Mary Ellen Sura for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Restaurant Review. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from Wilmington, North Carolina Magazine, Main and Broad Magazine, O. Henry Magazine, and Southern Living Magazine as time allows. Our first story today is from Wilmington, North Carolina Magazine. It's entitled Covey. Covey blends rustic, wooded vibes with a menu of comfort food featuring local ingredients by Judy Royal. It's been 6 months since Covey opened in Midtown Wilmington, and it's quickly becoming a neighborhood gathering place for those seeking creative yet familiar food in a relaxing setting. We just want it to be a very comfortable place where people can come, General Manager Brandon Wilson says. We're already having a lot of regulars coming in, and we love to see that. We want it to be effortless and enjoyable, and we want people to leave with the desire to come back. Covey serves Sunday brunch and dinner every evening except Tuesday, and in early 2024, it will close on Sunday evenings until later in the year. In the evening, dinner is served, and there is also a bar menu of small plates available from 4 to 5 p.m., including wings, baked pimento cheese, and barbecue sliders. The dinner menu changes about once per month depending upon the seasonality and availability of ingredients. Wilson and executive chef Parker Lewin work together to come up with fixed items as well as nightly features such as a different catch of the day. Covey is able to accommodate dietary restrictions such as vegan, vegetarian, and gluten-free. We define the menu as newish American and oldish Southern because we have a lot of Southern spins on some items, Wilson says. We want to support the local fishermen and farmers. We wanted the food to be comforting in the sense that people could understand the menu and see something on there they haven't had in 20 years. Popular dinner items include chicken and dumplings, sweet potato gnocchi, biscuits, grilled pork tenderloin, and potato pavé, which is a rectangular fried potato with raclette fondue and chives. The brunch menu offers shrimp and grits, a fried chicken biscuit, a smash burger, and slow roasted beef cheek. Covey has a full bar and a 600-bottle wine cellar with close to 150 bottles on the wine list. The restaurant holds monthly wine events that offer tastings and sometimes food pairings. Wilson said he plans to focus more on the wine program in 2024, including selling bottles at lower price points for pickup. By definition, a covey is a small gathering or flock of birds. Both of these concepts blend nicely with Covey's look and feel. The restaurant offers a contemporary and cozy design with indoor and outdoor space, featuring nooks that evoke a sense of intimacy, highlighted by natural wood tones. The avian reference reflects the theme of nature seen in the setting and architecture. This has more of a lodge-type, rustic feel to it, Wilson says. On the site previously were lots of longleaf pines and several live oak trees that were actually moved elsewhere. We tried to repopulate the site in a way that the building looks like it's always been here. We wanted to keep that in mind every step of the way. Wilson, who has been in the service industry for more than 35 years, spent much of that time in the North Carolina mountains. So it's no surprise that Covey imparts a wooded, tucked-away vibe. He was working as the assistant general manager of a semi-private golf and country club when the opportunity emerged to create something clear across the state in a city he had never visited. The thought of opening something from the ground up, while it was intimidating, I knew it was something I could do, Wilson says. The food scene in Wilmington seemed to be burgeoning and really taking flight. It seemed like an exciting time to be involved in something like this here. Covey's proximity to residential communities, as well as medical facilities, Live Oak Bank, and various other businesses, give it a built-in clientele, he adds. We thought there was a market for this type of restaurant in this area, he says. Wilson has made it a priority to build a consistent team that can deliver excellent customer service to keep people coming back. Continuity in this business is everything because it leads to higher levels of performance and you become more efficient with operations, he says. If one person leaves here unhappy, it crushes my soul. When people contact us and give us constructive feedback, we appreciate that. We just want to make people happy. That's what food and beverage is about. And Covey is at 1610 Tiburon Drive in Wilmington, North Carolina. Their phone number is 910-399-3501 or visit their website, coveylm.com, for more information. Our next story is from Maine and Broad Magazine, the heart and soul of Holly Springs and Fuquay Arena. Dig in and drink up. Lemon Chicken Soup from the Gyro Spot by David McCreary. Authentic Greek food awaits all who come through the door of the Gyro Spot in Fuquay Arena. Whether you choose a classic gyro or the souvlaki, a Greek salad, or spicy tarokaftari cheese with pita bread, you're guaranteed to find satisfying sustenance. Among the fast casual eatery's most popular scratch-made menu items is the lemon chicken soup. Consider it ladled comfort in a bowl that nourishes the soul as much as the body. The soup is made from a stock we create using chicken thighs and vegetables, says owner Derek Konstantinos Mikilas, a Greek-American. The Fuquay Arena resident runs the restaurant along with business partner Sue Stamos. Available in 8-ounce bowls and quart-sized containers, the soup is sometimes referred to as avgolemono, meaning it's prepared with a mixture of egg yolk and lemon juice. It also contains well-seasoned rice, carrots, celery, and onions. A large black kettle near the front counter keeps the savory goodness piping hot all day. It is a very traditional Greek soup, Mikilas shares. My mother on my Greek side grew up eating soup just like this. When she tried it here, she said it brought her back to her childhood. Don't leave without ordering a hearty portion of house-baked baklava for dessert. It's crunchy on top and moist on the bottom, just like you would find in Greece. And the Gyro Spot is at 1005 East Broad Street in Fuquay Arena. Their number is 919-285-3608. And their website, so I'm going to spell it out, THEGYROSPOTNC.com. And another article from Maine and Broad Magazine. This is a restaurant spotlight on Bistow Baked Goods by Emily Euland. For every gathering of friends or family, especially those during the holiday season, Heather Sutton is tasked with bringing a cake. "My love is cakes. There will always be cakes," she says. It's no surprise, really, as Sutton is the owner of Bistow Baked Goods in Holly Springs, a bakery that specializes in custom cakes, cupcakes, and sweet treats. Creating one-of-a-kind desserts for weddings, birthdays, and baby showers is a fun privilege for Sutton. "You are part of the family celebration, and that's what we want. We want to be a part of all the special moments for folks," she says. Before the bakery opened, Sutton honed her talents as a home baker. "I love sweets. I wanted to learn to make them at home," she says. And bake she did, using flour in 50-pound bags and sending abundant treats to colleagues and neighbors. Bistow Baked Goods launched in Fuquay Arena's Cultivate Coffee in 2019 and then moved to its Holly Springs home between Triangle Wine Company and Eggs Up Grill on Sunset Lake Road. The oh-so-tempting bakery case contains Bistow's well-known and well-loved staples. Cupcakes, of course, oatmeal cream pies, chocolate chip cookies, and sweet potato donuts, as well as seasonal whoopie pies, stuffed cookies, and some vegan options. Our chocolate chip cookie is really fantastic. It's just a classic chocolate chip, but it's perfect. A little crunchy around the edge, soft and chewy in the middle, just like my favorite way to eat a cookie, says Sutton. The sweet potato cupcake is near and dear to my heart. It's probably the best cupcake we ever make. Everything is good, but it's my favorite, she says. The spiced cake comes topped with cream cheese frosting and is the bakery's most popular wedding cake flavor. My grandmother and great-grandmother were bakers. My grandmother made sweet potato pie, says Sutton. She was a southern baker, so she didn't have a recipe, just added a little nutmeg or a dash of cinnamon. Sutton used the same method when creating her sweet potato cake, and with a little tinkering, landed on my little miracle recipe. Another of the bakery's superstar sweets is the Nutella stuffed chocolate chip cookie. You can put Nutella on boot leather and it would be delicious. So it's hard to beat that one, says Sutton, who has fun creating combinations she thinks customers will love, using caramel, Biscoff butter, and cheesecake filling. Spiced seasonal flavors make their way onto the bakery's menu for the holidays, including ginger molasses cookies, apple pie, chocolate pumpkin layer cake, and cranberry orange cake. Cranberry orange is a little surprising for people, but it's really, really good. Now, back to those parties and gatherings, holiday or otherwise, Sutton recommends offering a variety of flavors to make sure every guest finds something to enjoy. You've got to have vanilla. It's a crowd pleaser. Something chocolate and something spice, she suggests. Sharing has always been a central component of Heather's love for baking. The thing I enjoy most about baking is being able to give it as a gift. We chose the name Bestow, which means to convey as a gift. It's a way to connect with people, and that is important to us. Bestow Baked Goods can be found at 4208 Lassiter Road in Holly Springs. Their phone number is 919-473-9225, and their website is bestowbakedgoods.com. And our next reviews are from O. Henry Magazine. Cornered by flavor, appetizing aromas draw foodies to two new restaurants reclaiming a busy Greensboro crossroads, by Maria Johnson. The pandemic stuck a fork in the restaurant life of Latham Park. The Iron Hen, a lunch brunch favorite that leaned on fresh local ingredients, and its chain-driven neighbor, Dunkin' Donuts, always good for a pop of caffeine and sugar, both shuttered during the shutdowns. Local bellies rumbled for salads dotted with creamy goat cheese medallions and for confections crusted with rainbow sprinkles, though not necessarily at the same time. Now a new crop of flavor has sprung up at the corner of West Wendover Avenue and Cridland Road, thanks to two locally owned restaurants, San Luis Sauveur, which fills the former Dunkin' space, and Ava's Cuisine and Catering, which occupies the Iron Hen's old roost. Both places serve down-home chow with a delicious twist. The owners come from different places, so their flavors are distinctly diverse, and their menus expand the rich, multi-ethnic flavor of Greensboro. Still, their stories are remarkably similar. For Muhammadu Mo Sise and his wife Bator, both in their early 40s, home is the West African country of Senegal, specifically the coastal city of Saint Louis, which is about the size of Greensboro, and which they pronounce the same way the region's French colonizers did, Saint Louis. Saveur means flavors in French, so literally, the Sissés serve up the flavors of their hometown, most notably the warm, homey notes of garlic, an ingredient brought by the French, mingling with the sweet, earthy tang of onions and peppers. The piquant aroma hovers outside the restaurant, signaling that this is no slapdash joint. Someone inside knows their way around the kitchen. The experience, the love of cooking and making something really, really good, that's what makes the difference, Pator says. It's all about the depth of the flavor. You can taste her practice hand in dishes such as jollof, a fried rice entree made with your choice of fish, chicken, or lamb. Each protein is cooked slowly and separately. That's the traditional way of cooking back home for safety. So the food is well cooked, says Mo, adding that the method concentrates flavor. The protein dictates which kind of homemade onion sauce is used in the dish, and each meat gets its own array of vegetables. For example, the lamb is paired with carrots, peas, and corn, while the fish swims with cabbage, carrots, yams, and eggplant in season. Yassa, made with white rice, uses some of the same ingredients as jollof, but the outcome is singular. The order of cooking is different, says Mo, and the quantities of ingredients are different. San Luis tweaks some American favorites, too. Our burger is not going to be the burger you buy anywhere else. I can guarantee that, Mo says proudly. The San Luis special burger boasts a thick beef patty that's mixed with jalapenos, eggs, and cheese before hitting the griddle to coax out the juices. The restaurant's cheesesteak is a savory marriage of marinated beef or chicken, melted cheese, and a generous drizzle of homemade vinaigrette-based sauce on a sub roll. Customers yearning for crunch can ask for a garden finish of crispy lettuce or cucumber. That's something you don't see every day on a cheesesteak, says Pator. Their down-home offerings extend to a zesty homemade ginger pineapple drink and a scarlet-hued hibiscus tea known as bisap. Pator, who directs the kitchen, I want the food to be 100%, learned to cook as a child. At the age of 12, I started cooking lunch for the whole family, she says. Even more important in her business, she absorbed the Senegalese ethos of taranga, which means warmth and hospitality. She embodies taranga with her megawatt smile. She also reflects the discipline she learned by playing center on her high school and university basketball teams. Wearing a sporty pullover and a Nike ball cap over her tied back hair, she radiates the confidence of an athlete who knows how to give and take in the paint. I was always a hustler, and I always believe in myself, she says. Anywhere I am, I'm going to make it. Mo, who earned a master's degree in accounting in his hometown, worked for a bank before coming to the United States for more education and work opportunities. Pator left her extended family and a three-bedroom home where she had a housekeeper to join him in New York City. Life was tougher than they expected. Mo worked as a gas station clerk, and Pator rung up orders at Burger Heaven on Manhattan's Upper East Side, traveling an hour by train from a small apartment in the Bronx, then logging 13-hour shifts before commuting home. It was really, really hard, she says. I believe God sent us a test. A Senegalese business contact suggested that Mo move to Greensboro, where he lived, and take classes at NCA&T. The couple relocated and again found themselves working menial jobs and unable to save money. Their first daughter, Amanita, was born. Something had to change. Pator had an idea. Newfound friends in Greensboro paid her to do what she loved to do anyway, create extra plates of Senegalese food, which is known throughout Africa for its quality. What if she and Mo opened a restaurant? Something small, mostly takeout. Mo was on it. He scouted spaces for rent. The Dunkin' niche, an appendage of a Circle K gas station at the bustling intersection, was empty of anything that suggested food prep. The couple traveled to restaurant auctions to pick up kitchen equipment. They opened Saint San Luis Saveur for lunch and dinner in 2022. Papa Sek, a Greensboro resident who's also from Senegal, eats at the restaurant every few weeks. On the bright yellow walls, the color appears in the Senegalese flag and is also a favorite of the Sissé's younger daughter, Fatima. Pator and Mo have hung reminders of home, a wooden map of the world where they sometimes point out Senegal to customers, and colorful flat baskets woven by Bator and arranged in an artful display. Feeling comfortable already, Papa Sec slides into his native language. Behind the counter, Bator catches the lilt of home and returns his greeting with enthusiasm. Taranga! Papa orders his usual, mafé, a white rice dish laden with bites of beef, cabbage, carrots, and yams, all under a creamy peanut sauce made sassy by onions, garlic, and peppers. Waiting at one of a few bar-height tables, Sec says there is no other place like Saint-Louis in this area. It reminds me of home, he says. Two doors away, the restaurants are separated by a convenience store. Customers feel a similar warmth at Ava's Cuisine and Catering, where there's also a ready supply of smiles, plus an ample helping of nods and heys. Former Iron Hen diners will notice several changes immediately. Gone are the tables. Takeout is the theme here, though voracious diners are welcome to sit on benches inside and outside and dig into their clamshell boxes with plasticware. Most of the concrete floor, remodeled with an epoxy finish that resembles black marble, is given over to a line of people waiting for their turn at a cafeteria-style hot bar. The choices are vast. Usually 12 meats, 20 side dishes, and a selection of homemade pound cakes, and they recall the home-style food that owner Alexis Hefney, age 38, while growing up in Charlotte. She modeled the hot bar after a Piccadilly cafeteria where she inched along in a steamy, chatty queue with her family after church. I can vividly remember the macaroni and cheese and the red velvet cake, Hefney says. Her mother and grandmother taught her how to cook. Her mother, an insurance adjuster, also taught her daughter to calculate risk and reward. Her stepfather, a marketing specialist, imparted the importance of image and trend. Hefney honed her sense of value and fashion by working at the community thrift store near her high school. She added restaurant skills by working as a server at Smoky Bones, TGI Fridays, and a fish house while studying at UNCG. She majored in biology with an eye towards becoming a dentist. An internship revealed an important obstacle. I realized that I absolutely hated teeth, she says, laughing. She pivoted by snaring a master's degree in secondary education and getting certified to teach science at Dudley High School, where she worked for several years. It was emotionally satisfying work, financially not so much. Let's face it, teachers don't make much money, she says. Hefney, by then mother to Ava, the restaurant's namesake, took stock of her skills and passions, which included cooking for friends and family. People jumped at a chance to sample her candied yams, fried chicken, or macaroni and cheese. Most of all, I love people. Number two, I love food, she says, spelling out her logic. Food brings people together. She drew up a detailed plan for a catering business, focusing on cost efficiency. She spent some of her savings on a truck. She advertised her services on Thumbtack. On weekends, she hauled a prescribed amount of food to her clients' weddings, graduation parties, birthdays, and anniversaries. Positive reviews brought more bookings, and she moved operations to the City Kitch, a cook-sharing space inside a former cafeteria in Greensboro's Quaker Village. She continued teaching at Dudley until fall of 2022, when the catering business was prosperous enough for her to give up the county paycheck. Another turning point came last spring when she hosted a food tent at the Dreamville Festival, a rap and R&B event in Raleigh. People were raving about Ava's cuisine, she says. That's what pushed me to say, hey, I think we should open up a restaurant. Ava's Cuisine and Catering, the walk-in space, debuted in September of 2023. The biggest crowds show up for Thursday special, oxtails. Braised, seasoned, and served over rice, the tails, which are similar to beef short ribs, could be described as Caribbean soul food. We put our own twist to it, Hefney says. They do have a little bit of a bite to them. Another hot seller is smothered turkey legs, which are seasoned and baked until they're falling off the bone, then served with chicken gravy over mashed potatoes or rice. The deep-fried chicken relies on a family recipe with a couple of unusual ingredients, which Hefni keeps to herself. The way we season our food is what makes it a little different, she says with a smile. And Ava's best-selling side dish? The macaroni and cheese, made from a blend of cheddar cheeses, elbow noodles, and a white sauce with butter and eggs that form a golden, cheesy crust when baked. From the time you walk into the restaurant, you can feel the love we put into the food, Hefni says. She runs her catering business out of the restaurant's kitchen. The front of the house is open Thursdays through Mondays for lunch and dinner, with the other days given to hosting private tastings in the updated space. 10 years ago, opening a restaurant in Greensboro would have meant offering sit-down service, perhaps with a sideline of takeout. Post-pandemic, more customers are comfortable with grab-and-go, a boost for budding restaurateurs who are looking to keep costs low and traffic high. On Thursdays, Oxtail Days, 250 people will stream through Ava's, Hefni says. Long deprived of the aromas of home, folks in the area are grateful. Some stopped by during the renovation to see when Ava's would open. People were excited to see us, says Hefni. I had one lady comment on our Facebook page, "Thank you so much for bringing the smells to our neighborhood." And San Luis Saveurs can be found at 337 West Wendover Avenue in Greensboro. Their phone is 336-478-7900. And I'm going to spell out the website, SaintLouisSaveurs.com. Ava's Cuisine and Catering is at 908 Cridland Road in Greensboro. Their number, 336-285-5238. And AvasCuisineCatering.com. We've run out of time for today's episode of Restaurant Review. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Mary Ellen Sura, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Restaurant Review is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service, and have a lovely day.